I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, is it Lucy?
Yes, hello.
Hi, and welcome to the Hall of Fame podcast. Today, we're going to talk to the body architect, Lucy McRae.
I've had such a nice day today. My friend is visiting from Amsterdam. So we went to, I think, one of the nicest places in Melbourne for breakfast and had a delicious breakfast and coffee, and then rode our bike into the city, sort of like a autumn summer day.
But do you live in Australia? I read somewhere that you are based in Amsterdam, but maybe that was...
Yeah, no, I live in Amsterdam, and I've been in Australia. My parents live here, and my sister, and I was invited to do a residency in a gallery here for 4 weeks. So I've been here for 4 months. So it's the longest I've been here for 12 years, because I haven't lived in Australia now for 12 years.
Whereabouts are you from in Australia?
I'm from Melbourne, but I was actually born in London. So I have, dual citizenship, and I moved to Australia when I was 3 years old.
Were you this really sporty person, even
yeah,
as a young girl?
Yeah. I was always, that's a good question actually. I did classical ballet for 14 years, and if I wasn't doing grand jetés or glissades across the dance floor, I was hurdling. So I was doing high-level athletics. So I would go straight from school. Mum would take me and my sister in the car, and we'd get changed in the car into our ballet gear and then go and do 3 or 4 hours of ballet. And then Saturday mornings, we'd wake up and go onto the athletics track for 6 hours and then get changed in the car and then go to ballet. So it was kind of, you know, one extreme to the other.
Is that where your obsession with the body started, would you say?
I think so. Yeah, I think, you know, when I was at ballet, we worked in a big studio with mirrors everywhere. And when we were rehearsing for concerts or performances, we would have to mimic the exact same movements and postures at the same time as the people around us. So it was this kind of, like a organic or analog CGI, you know, mimicking the behaviour of someone next to you, which is in a way something that's really unnatural, but we perfected it and perfected and perfected. So it was always looking in the mirror and making sure that you were making exactly the same shapes of your body with a person standing next to you. So I think that certainly that discipline is sort of ingrained in my body. And then I think the movement of the body and my fascination with film and capturing movement in film also comes from ballet as well.
I know there is a story behind the term body architect. Can you tell us the story?
Yes, I can tell you the story. I was actually working for Phillips Design. I stepped in for a fashion designer who fell pregnant, and so I sort of came in and was working in place of her. And Clive Van Heerden, who is the director of, or was the director of the Far Future Design Research Lab at Phillips Design, he, after 1 year of me commuting from London to Eindhoven, he said to me, I think you should apply for a full-time job at Philips. And I was like, yeah, sure. That sounds good. So I went to the human resources office in Eindhoven, and this man, you know, sit down, tell me who you are. And I remember kind of, you know, moving my hands, gesturing my hands around in the air, trying to explain what I was. And I was saying, I'm, you know, from an architecture background, I've done classical ballet, I've worked in fashion design and trained as an interior designer, and sort of came, and I said, I'm a hybrid. And he looked at me and he said, in order to hire you, I need to know who you are. He needed to kind of put me under a job description, and he gestured towards a whiteboard and sort of said, where are you? Are you a interaction designer? Are you a product designer? And I said, well, I'm not any of those. And so I left and didn't get the job. And then I called Clive, and he's like, how did it go? And I said, I didn't get the job. I don't know who I am. And he said, that's crap. He said, go back and tell them you're a body architect. We had this discussion. And so the following week, I went back and knocked on the guy's door, and I was like, hi, I've come to tell you who I am. Okay, sit down. And I said, I'm a body architect. And he went, great, okay, here are the papers. You start on Monday. So it was just this need to pigeonhole, classify, kind of create a skin around what I do. And that was 8 years ago. And I think since then I've created this platform where, you know, I can really do anything, because of the term body architect is a fabricated title. And as far as I know, there's nobody else out there who's a body architect. So it gives me this open space to really, you know, explore and investigate any sorts of areas that interest me.
Yeah, I think that said, it's a brilliant description. I mean, and like you said, it can include so many things. But if someone listened to this and haven't seen your work, I mean, can you tell us what you do?
Yes. I explore the biological edges of the body. And by that, I mean looking at how I can blur where the body ends and the environment starts. And I work through film, and film is kind of a natural byproduct or a natural way for me to communicate my my inquiry. And I use a camera like a scientist uses a microscope. So I'll make tests underneath the camera and then see how it looks through moving image. And I'm very inspired by technology. So what I do is kind of use technology or interpret the way that technology is evolving or miniaturizing. Technology is getting smaller and smaller, and use some of the concepts. For example, swallowable perfume, which is a project that I released last year, which is a cosmetic pill that when you digest this cosmetic capsule, you release a fragrance through the skin surface. And this was inspired by a utopian technologist who said that in 25 years' time we'll be able to, be able to reprogram our biology away from disease and aging. So that started to make me think, well, if you can do that, then how can we enhance body odor, or how will that concept of technology change products that we interface with every day? So I think what I do is get inspired by science and technology, but then use very familiar, low-tech ways of communicating those ideas.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Can you tell us about your collaboration with Robin?
Oh, I'm so proud of Robin, and I'm not even Swedish. where do I begin? I was invited to speak at Hyper Island about 3 years ago, which I'm also one of the biggest Hyper Island fans. I think it's an incredible ethos behind the school. And in the audience, when I first did my a lecture there, was Mary Fago, who is a close friend of Robin and at the time was her creative director. And she, I remember she put up her hand and sort of said, oh, have you ever worked with music before? And I replied no and didn't really think much more about it. And then 2 weeks later, I found myself on a Skype conversation with Mary, Robin and myself, discussing how can raw human emotion coexist in a digital world, and how Robin felt like technology were these new feathers that were on our body. And I remember just sitting there upstairs in my Amsterdam studio thinking, my God, I've totally met the right person. And she was working on her album, her three albums for Body Talk, and it kind of started from there. So I worked on her three album covers. And then I think it was maybe 8 months later, she then contacted me and I'd showed her, you know, each time we met, I would just show her some experiments that I was working on, because that's generally how I work, is I make experiments, like I was saying, through the camera. And then, you know, that's a way of me telling if I'm onto something or not. And I remember showing her some experiments I'd made with the tubes. I was trying to work out ways of changing the color of skin. And then I remember showing these tests to Robin, and she was just like, oh, my God, this is like my music, my sex, my blood swirling around the outside of my body. And then I got a call from her record label saying, you know, we want the tubes in the music video. And we had 10 days to automate this. it was the suck and blow system, so it was all analog, people at the end of the tubes sucking and blowing into buckets, and we had 10 days to turn it into a machine.
Oh, wow.
So it's amazing working with her. I just spoke with her again a couple of days ago. And, I really, really enjoy working with her. And I think she's a...
she's an artist
she's
as well.
Very prolific.
Yeah, she is. In what way do you think technology can, transform the body or affect the body?
I think what I'm interested in is reverting back to more like the inspiration from the animal kingdom, so more primordial ways of communicating. And, I think a lot of what we do now is we're moving, alienating ourselves and moving further and further away from being animals. And certainly the swabble perfume is one example of, you know, biologically enhancing our own body odor. And how that would affect the way that you would communicate with a sexual partner or new people around you. And at the moment, I'm also really interested in space travel. And I've started working with a friend of mine who's an underwater diver. And she is researching how when you go deep enough underwater, the body is behaving in a very, very similar way as it behaves when you're in an altered gravity environment. So we're hopefully going to work on a project where we kind of use our own bodies to start to explore this idea. And also when you come back from space, at the beginning of my research, but one aspect that I'm interested in is when you come back from space, you acquire osteoporosis very, very quickly because there's no gravity. And I think it's interesting to start to work out how does the body need to adapt in altered gravity situations, and can we start exploring that now? Like, do we need to kind of become more voluminous, or do we need to, you know, how can the body morph or evolve in order to exist prolonged time in altered gravity environments? So I think in terms of technology, I'm quite interested in, for sure it's always around the body and how technology can evolve the body, so using the body as this platform and then stretching the boundaries of, you know, what stretching the boundaries of skin. And I do think that skin is a very fascinating, you know, accessory. If you look at fashion, I think skin is this untapped area that has a lot of, you know, with the perfume, the body becomes this atomizer, so it becomes the spray. You can release almost like a cloud comes from your body.
What do you think is the most fascinating thing about our body?
Emotion. Yeah. I think for me right now, I think emotions are a really very, very fascinating aspect, and also, like the connection of our bodies with other bodies, you know, the energy, the kind of transmission of energy between two people, especially returning back to Australia and having not seen people for a long time, and then you meet people and this almost... it's like this familiar knowing of somebody, even though you haven't seen them for such a long time. And I think I just had a conversation with a friend of mine, and he said, "What do you think is the most kind of modern emotion at the moment?" Or not so much the most evolved emotion. And I answered fear, and he answered love, and another friend answered satisfaction. So I think maybe that's why I'm answering emotion, because this is a conversation that we've been having recently.
I mean, and why did you answer fear?
I don't know if this should be said on radio, but I don't mind if it does. But an intern student who has been working with me has been diagnosed with cancer, breast cancer, and 2 days ago she was told that she had 2 days, you know, 2 days to live. And I just think the body is a very incredible, spontaneous, it's not a machine, but I think that has kind of made me think about fear and emotion. I think being faced with death very young is very, it puts things in perspective. An interesting comment that another Australian friend said to me recently is she said that what she thinks I'm doing by using film is I'm immortalizing my work. And I felt that was a very interesting concept, that by putting something, you know, that on a screen or something that never, you know, it can never change. It's always there. It's kind of constant. I think that has a very interesting connection with death or aging, which then kind of connects back to the body and then connects back to technology and all types of body augmentation and plastic surgery. So it's sort of this very, you know, connected, augmented swirl of inspiration right now.
You have listened to Hall of Fame podcast, interviewed by Anna Åkerlund, sound by Christer Orteg, and music by Anja Bigrell.
Hall of Fame is a non-profit organization highlighting the work of women within design. If you liked what you heard here, please go to our website, halloffame.com, to discover some more. There, you can also donate some money to keep up the good work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.